One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Yay. Hey, guys. Welcome back to Not Thriving Podcast with your host, Antonio Garza. That's me. And guys, big things are coming this week. Big things are happening today. This is a really big day for me because I don't know if you guys watched last episode, but we had a bit of a death. Yeah, a bit of a death in the family. My lovely and talented and amazing kind Swarovski minion died because I killed her. But this week, who would have thought that something so good would happen to a person like me, a person who's so kind and awesome? I got a replacement minion, you guys, and we're going to do an unboxing to start the show because, hey, I already unboxed this on Patreon, so this is part two. This is part two to my unboxing. I still can't believe that it broke last week. If you didn't watch last week's episode, my Swarovski minion broke because I don't even know why it broke. I didn't even do nothing. I ain't even done nothing. So I don't know why it broke, but guys, check this out. I'm afraid to touch her. I'm not kidding. So here's the story. I went into Swarovski and I went up to the lady and I really stressed her out. And I did it on purpose because I'm pissed. Because I went up to her and I was like, okay, we have a problem. Those are my words. Like, why did I want to stress this woman out? I don't know. But it's like I needed to do it to feel satisfied because I'm upset that mine broke. Mine should have never broke in the first place. But I told her, I was like, hey, so I bought this minion from you guys a few weeks ago and, you know, it's been great and it's my prized possession, but there's a problem. And I opened it and I showed her and she gagged. She really gagged and she was like, oh no, this is bad. So she took it to the back and I'm like, what is she going to do with it? Like, what's going on? I thought she was calling like CEO of Swarovski. No, she was just grabbing me a new one. And I actually didn't even get to say goodbye to my old one. Like, I thought she was just taking it for a second. No, she took it and like threw it in the dumpster probably because she's gone. But now we have a new one. Okay, here it is. This one is well, the same as the last one. I'm going to be a lot more delicate. I love how I'm saying I'm going to be delicate with it as I'm holding it like this. Okay, so I'm going to be delicate with her. You know what? I'm happy because this one's untainted. There's new energy in the room. I think the last one, my last Swarovski minion, the one that broke, was actually like, it was like an evil eye, in a sense, or a crystal, because it actually, I think, protected me from the story I was telling last week about my ex situationship. If you guys didn't see, I discussed that last week. And funnily enough, I woke up this morning, 2 weeks after I posted the episode, by the way, and there's some drama. But I think the Swarovski minion that broke last week was actually just a protector. It was protecting me from all the evil energy that was being spewed out because of the story I was telling about my ex situationship. And so I think that's why it broke, you know? I think that's why it broke, is because it was protecting me. So this one is going to remain clean, untainted, and happy. And I'm really excited we have a new member of the family. And yeah, so rest in peace to the old one. The bitch is in the grave. But now we have a new friend. So yay. Okay, anyways, guys, welcome back to the 14th episode of this podcast. Jeez, a lot has happened since I have filmed last time. I want to say, first of all, an apology because I was editing back that last episode and turns out I looked the fool. Turns out I looked like Sabrina Carpenter after meth and like testosterone. So I'm upset and I didn't know that I looked that bad. So this week I said, you know what? I'm going back to basics. I have to go back to basics. I swore when I started this podcast, guys, I swore that I would never do a boring look. I want it to be the drama. I want it to be the theatrics, but no, I can't. Today, it's casual Sunday. It's casual Sunday here at the Not Driving Podcast, or Monday, whenever you're watching this. And I'm bringing out the merch. And before you comment on this saying that you wish you could buy one and, oh, bring the merch back, hey, maybe I will. Maybe. I don't know. I had no plans to, but maybe. I said this before and I'll say it again. I owe a lot of money to the company that made this. It's their fault that I owe them money. It's nothing I did. We sold out of everything, but somehow I owe them money. But I'm not going to pay it, I don't think. What? Like, I think I'm too comfortable on this podcast. Like, I think I'm too comfortable. Like, why do I feel okay saying that? But I don't have plans for paying it. They haven't asked me to pay it in a while, so I don't think I'm going to. But if I were to re-release this, I probably wouldn't make any money from it and it would probably all go towards my debt. So I don't know. What I'm saying is if I were to release this, I wouldn't get any money from it. So why even do it? But anyways, yeah, so I looked really nasty last week. So I'm really sorry about that. And this week I'm, for the first time on this podcast, going for a very casual vibe. Hope you guys don't mind. Yeah, but you know what? This was also kind of a rapid episode. I've been kind of putting off filming because in my head I was like, oh, I don't really know what I'm going to talk about. I was feeling lazy. I've been feeling a little burnt out. However, I was supposed to film yesterday. When I was finished doing my makeup, I was like, oh, I just can't. I feel like I'm just not supposed to film today. Like, I just don't have it in me. I don't know what I'm going to talk about. I was feeling uninspired. So instead, I filmed some videos for Patreon, which, by the way, go check out my Patreon. I posted a Get Ready With Me last week. I just filmed yesterday the makeup declutter video that you guys have been wanting. And it was actually really fun, really satisfying, a lot of work. And it's going to be a long, long video because I got rid of so much crap and I went through so much. And there's going to have to be a part two. So stay tuned for that. And then this week we're doing Not Thriving After Dark episode 4, I think. I think it's episode 4, which, wow. Yes. If you didn't know, I have a second podcast on Patreon called Not Thriving After Dark, where we do this, but I go a little deeper and say crazier things. So go check that out on Patreon. And yeah, so enjoy that. But anyway, so I filmed for Patreon yesterday instead of filming for this podcast. And thank God I did, because this morning, you guys, I woke up and there's a bit of a revelation going on online. There's a bit of drama. You guys, I am so excited to see Blackpink this summer on tour. And thanks to SeatGeek, getting those tickets was a breeze. And that's why I want to give a huge shout out to our sponsor this week, SeatGeek, our favorite. With over 28 million downloads, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app. And there are over 70,000 events listed on SeatGeek. Concerts, sports games, music festivals, all of it. Right now on SeatGeek, you can get your hands on tickets to artists such as Beyonce, Kendrick Lamar, SZA, Shakira, Post Malone, Tate McRae, Dua Lipa. Whatever floats your boat, SeatGeek has your back. It is no secret that I am in love with SeatGeek, and I've talked about it so many times how often I've used the app to go to all of my concerts I've ever attended. I only buy tickets on SeatGeek. I already bought tickets to see Blackpink on SeatGeek, and I'm currently on the hunt for Lady Gaga tickets, and thankfully SeatGeek makes it so easy to find the tickets that are perfect for you because SeatGeek has your back. Each ticket is rated on a scale from 1 to 10, so you know whether the deal is good that you're getting based on like where the ticket is and how much the ticket costs. There's either a green dot or a red dot next to the ticket. Green means good, red means bad. Plus, every ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee, so you don't have to have any anxiety when it comes to buying tickets. Obviously, things can get scary at the door, or sometimes, you know, you can get faulty tickets. But with SeatGeek, you never, ever have to worry about it because you'll either get a new seat or a full, complete refund. And you know I came through for you guys. You know this. Don't act brand new. Mm-mm. You can use code NOTTHRIVING10 to save 10% off your next tickets with SeatGeek. Guys, I've used my code before, and I can confirm it works, and I can confirm I saved a ton of money. That's 10% off tickets using code NOTTHRIVING10. Make sure to click the link in the description of this video so you can have the app downloaded to your phone with my code already applied. So you don't even have to worry about it. It'll be ready to use the next time you buy tickets. Thank you, SeatGeek, for sponsoring this episode of the Not Thriving Podcast. I love you so much. And let's get back to the episode. I woke up to this video being posted. Well, okay, here's the thing. I was literally going to get on the podcast yesterday and complain. What's new? But I was going to complain about how I literally talked about like the most traumatic event of my life, my breakup last episode, and no one really gave a I thought this was good content, you guys, but I was wrong, because this morning I woke up and the people have woken up as well. The people have woken up because clips got posted from my podcast last episode talking about my ex-situationship, friendship, toxic relationship, the man who used to be in my life, who, you know, was my first crush, my first kiss, my many firsts, you know, I was talking about my first breakup. And yes, I'm just going to come out and say it now because I'm not really afraid anymore. And I've had a lot of realizations that I'm going to talk about. I'm talking about Benji Kroll. If you didn't know, or if you did know, I was very close friends with him for a long time. I obviously touched on it in, you know, the last episode, and I talked about how I did, you know, catch feelings. And then we were in a bit of a back and forth weird situationship. He led me on, and it ended really, really poorly. And I discovered that he is a bad person. Was a bad person. I don't know about now. I don't know. People finally woke up to this, and I'm experiencing for the first time like a feeling of liberation, because I have been in a few situations on the internet, scandals, where I feel like no one listens to me and I've been misunderstood a lot. So to have people for the first time, and it's not even that many people, but to have some people online like acknowledge how I feel and like listen to me and believe me and recognize that what I was put through was really crazy and it shouldn't have happened. And it feels good. It does feel good. And it's validating. And so I just want to say thank you guys for listening to me. I really just talked about it last episode to help people who are going through similar situations, you know? Because it's far too common for men to be manipulative and disgusting. We know this. Hey, who knows this? Yeah, everyone. Still, I feel like there's so much shame around talking about it sometimes. And you feel so alone when you're in situations like that. So I don't know. I'm having trouble even grasping that this is like real life. Honestly, I want to be very vulnerable. Sorry. I know we just started the episode, but hey, let me be myself. Is that okay? I just feel like for so many years, I felt alone. I felt like I know that I was extremely gaslit by this person. And I know that phrase is so overused. And so no one cares to hear the word gaslit anymore. Like, we're over it. But if there is one person on this planet who was gaslit, it was me. And it was at the hands of Benji. I didn't realize how good it would feel to speak this out. Not because it's like, oh, everyone's seeing it and I'm getting the validation I deserve. Oh, I feel so sickening. No, it's never that. It's genuinely because I felt so alone for so many years. Like, listen, cover your ears and close your eyes for 10 seconds. Okay, I'm not going to wait 10 seconds, but that's how I felt for like 4 years. No one cared. No one cared. No one listened to me. I was alone and I couldn't talk about it because he had such a huge fan base and I thought no one would listen to me. And I was so scared for so many years. Like I literally was just alone. And I was also fearful of what people might say, being like, oh, well, you were stupid for thinking that you even had a chance in the first place with him. I already have been seeing some comments of people being like, well, no wonder he didn't like Antonio back, because I mean, gross, you know, like people just like being mean. People invalidate my experience so much because of who I am and my identity. This is not an opinion. This is a fact. I just think it's interesting. Like I have suffered people not believing in me or validating my feelings then or now about the situation, because I just like come off so confident and smart and awesome and beautiful. So people just didn't really, I don't know, hold weight in my words. But it feels good to have people definitely acknowledge me. And also I saw people critiquing me a little bit, saying, oh, well, you knew he was in a relationship at the time, so why were you falling for him? Why were you doing this? And as I said last episode, that never stopped either of them before. They were in a relationship that seemed fairly open. And this was confirmed by both of them. So I want to say that just because that does sound a little suspicious on my end. But trust, it was never a problem. It was never a problem. I also have had a bunch of people asking me to do like an expose. People want to know more. Because again, there's a lot to say. But I'm just not sure that I want to do that. I don't see the good in that. I don't. Like I said what I said. I met him. He completely led me on. For what reason, I still don't know. Went on to completely invalidate me, make me feel crazy, like genuinely make me feel crazy, and then lied to me to get rid of me. Yes, I'm not going to be having any sort of communication with him because I just don't feel the need. But to him, the only thing I have to say is, fuck you, honestly, because what did you gain? What did you gain from this? Because I lost so much. To this day, I've never gotten an apology. I've never heard an I'm sorry from him that was genuine. He never apologized for leading me on. He never apologized to me for that because he claimed he never did. And that's why I read those texts last episode. And then also, by the way, he commented on one of the videos of me talking about those texts and said, I would never do this. This seems like Jorge got my phone and sent these texts. That seems like something he would do, referring to, you know, his ex-boyfriend. It cracked me up because that is exactly the type of person that you are. That is Benji right there in that comment. Because what a bold-faced lie to try to just completely deflect any sort of accountability. He still hasn't said I'm sorry. Like, to this day, he texted me this morning and he was trying to like talk and all this, and I'm like, at this point, I don't even want an apology. I don't even want an apology for anything that he put me through, because what is that going to do for me? I've gotten over it myself. I felt alone for years going through all of this. You know, I got over it completely and then decided to talk about it last episode just for the entertainment value and for, you know, trying to help people who are also going through crazy, you know, toxic situations. And to see him lie like that again in 2025, it made me smile because it shows exactly who he is. He is a liar. I think that just shows his character very, very well. And it didn't upset me to see that. It didn't, because it just made me laugh. I think in addition to the fact that I never got an apology, I'll always just wonder why did he do that to me? I just don't understand. And I remember that was something that I really questioned for so long. I will never know why he did that to me. He put me through hell. There were so many deep emotions that I honestly can't even really recall. Which sucks, because I wish I could remember and speak them and, you know, let that version of myself feel liberated. It's not me right now who needs this liberation and who needs to talk about this and who, you know, I'm not dying to discuss any of this, really. It's me in 2020. It's the old version of me. It's the version of me that he hurt that deserves to speak for themselves. And unfortunately, I can't. You know, I don't have much desire to, because it's done. It's done. You know, if this was me 3 years ago and I woke up to a text from him, oh my God, I probably immediately would have tried to get back on his good side, because I wasn't fully healed, you know, like, and that's unfortunate. And I think he hoped that that was going to happen for him, but you know, I'm done. The book is closed. Yeah. I just feel sorry for myself. Hey, who remembers when someone read me in my DMs by saying that I need to stop feeling so sorry for myself? I said in response to that person that I don't deserve any of these bad things to happen to me. And especially then, I didn't deserve any of it. I didn't deserve it. And I'm so sorry for myself. I really am. I'll always just have like a memory of when we were on FaceTime one time. And I was just like literally begging for an apology from him. I needed it so bad. It was so, so important to me. It is all I wanted, was an apology or an explanation. But during one of our fights about this, it was the classic where I was saying, why did any of this happen? Why did you say any of these things to me if you didn't mean it? Why did you lead me on so bad? For what? You have to give me a reason. And it was his classic answer being like, no, I didn't. I never did that. I would never do that. It's your fault for taking it that way. It's your fault. This is just how I talk to people. And I just started crying. I literally was not able to speak any more words. And I just started bawling my eyes out. And I remember he just started screaming at me, just saying that I was gaslighting him for crying. And I wasn't really crying. And it just felt like all the pain I had been through, like, what was it for? I asked the universe, what did that teach me? Because I really don't think it taught me anything, because what did I even get out of it? Nothing. Nothing. And I remember one time too, there were points where I, you know, kind of accepted. I was like, okay, I don't know if he likes me back. I should probably start to try to see other people and, you know, talk to new people. And so I remember one time I did, and he found out about it, that I was talking to, you know, this new person. And he literally reached out to that person and started talking to them, like, in an intimate way. Bisexuals are disgusting. What do you mean? That's actually crazy. I forgot about that. That was like the cherry on top of like the mountain of cake. Because what do you mean? What kind of person does that? Leads me on, rejects me, and then talks to the person that I tried to start, you know, dating. Or like that I was just talking to. We weren't anywhere close to dating. But crazy, crazy, crazy. I said this last episode, but like I'm not saying any of this with like the goal to like take him down. Like, it's not like, you know, I don't care to do that to someone's life. I don't care to, you know, disrupt someone else's peace. And, you know, I hope he has peace. I hope you're happy. I hope you're happy now. This kind of was just me like closing the book on it and like closing the chapter. And yeah, so it feels good. It feels really good. And I just want you guys to know that if you're going through anything similar to this, I know it's hard, but think about yourself, you know, prioritize you, your health, your happiness, and you'll avoid a lot of pain. So yeah. Okay. Hey guys, sorry. I'm butting in here doing a little bit of audio just to say that was the end of my section of the podcast where I discuss that topic. But I want to add a few more things in just because, as I said, this is the last time I'm ever going to talk about it, hopefully. So I just want to kind of say my final piece and something I forgot to say when I originally recorded this. Since the recording of this episode, I've been seeing a lot more comments that are kind of saying negative things about me sharing my story and my experience with that guy, such as, this is such a personal issue. Why do we have to know about this? This was 5 years ago. Who cares? This is such a non-issue, you know, things of that nature. And I want to say that, yes, this is a personal issue, but that does not mean that it doesn't matter, because it matters to me. This is my podcast where I speak about my personal life because people listen and they're interested. So to anyone who has a problem with that, I'm sorry, but this is how I run things. So I'm going to talk about my life and talk about things that really affected me and made me the person who I am today, because I have the right to, especially when I was done so dirty. Of course, you know, that message doesn't really go towards y'all, because I assume everyone listening to this is probably a nice person. But in case, you know, anyone stumbles upon this, I want that to be said. So that is that. But this whole experience of me finally talking about this is because it is so healing for me, and more healing than I think a lot of people really know and could ever understand. And do I expect anyone to care genuinely? No, I don't expect a single person to care. I don't expect a single person to do anything. You know, this is a non-issue to everyone but me, but I don't care. Like, that's why I'm talking about it. It's because it's an issue to me, and I am me. This is my trauma, my story, my life, and he ruined me and my life for so long. So I'm just here to tell my story. And hopefully no one listening to this makes any of the same mistakes I did. It's hard for me to be this vulnerable. I've never really done this before in my life. But all this pain and all this turmoil, honestly, I mean, it stems from the fact that I really, really liked him. And all of those strong feelings and emotions are why I felt so passionate about this in the first place. You know, love makes a person crazy, and I was literally psycho. And I'm sorry, I just want to reiterate that I see people online every 3 to 5 business days going online talking about their exes, their man who cheated on them, this guy who lied to them and gaslit them. And there's nothing but support for every single person. But I want to know why it's so different when I do it. I want to know why people look at me through such a different lens. They see someone like him, a conventionally attractive guy, and then they look over at me and they see someone who, in their heads, maybe doesn't deserve to be liked back by someone like him. Someone who doesn't have that same charm, that same effect on them. So they completely invalidate me. And I already said this, but I just want to point out that anyone who isn't taking my words seriously and is looking past this because of who I am, look inside yourself and realize that you are justifying shitty behavior because you don't have as much value for a person like me than you do for someone like him. And that's fucked up. It is. But at the same time, it's 2025. This is, in the grand scheme, unserious and unimportant compared to everything else going on in the world right now. So I do want to say, I'm not that mad, genuinely, but that did kind of grind my gears. And I wanted to say my piece because I'm not going to just sit here and pretend that that doesn't bother me and pretend like I don't know what the fuck's going on because, oh, I have eyes, ears, and a fucking brain, a big one at that. So I'm not going to let that go unsaid. Yeah, that's it. And also, I'm about to talk about Roblox Grow a Garden for like 3 minutes. So if you don't know what that is, I'm sorry. Just skip along a little bit. Okay, goodbye. Thank you for listening. Anyways, on to a much lighter note. I want to cleanse everything I just talked about and we're moving on now. I have a new addiction. And this is something I just want to wake you guys up to this. This new game I've been playing. If you played it, you know. I have a addiction. In this game, Grow a Garden on Roblox. Well, actually, no. I take it back. I'm not trying to recommend this game to you because I'm not kidding. If you start playing this game, you're going to lose your life. You're going to lose hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of your life. You will not be able to stop thinking about it. It's a classic Roblox game. And guys, who misses classic Roblox? I started playing Roblox. Everyone take a guess. Guess what year I started playing Roblox? Hey, everyone guess. Did you say 2016? Wrong. 2018? Wrong. 2013? Wrong. 2010? Oh, you're wrong. 2008 was when I created my first account. And that's when I started playing. I used to play on my grandma's old little laptop. And God, the memories I have. It was me and my brother. We used to always play. And I have played so many games throughout the years. And, you know, obviously Roblox has evolved to being the biggest video game probably in the world, I think. I don't think that's like an overstatement to say. Like, it has like so many people playing it every month all at once. And this game is the most popular Roblox game I've ever seen. It has, you know, constantly over 1 million players active, which I've never seen for a Roblox game before. It has like a classic Roblox charm that I feel like we've lost. Like, we lost the plot with all these Roblox games. Like, what is Dress to Impress? I see people on Dress to Impress these days dressing up as like dolphins, like in the seawater. This is crazy. Like, the stuff that people do on Dress to Impress is next level psychotic. Like, I think I'm scared. But beyond that, there's other games that I see on the platform that are just so crazy. But I'm like, okay, Grow a Garden, where it's like, it takes all of it. It brings the Roblox charm back to what it used to be. And so I've just been loving it for that reason. But I want to flex really quick. One of my plants. Take a guess of what I'm about to flex. And you're probably right, because I got 10 rainbow candy blossom seeds. Okay, candy blossom, if you don't know, it's the best tree in the game. It's like everyone wants it, but it hasn't been available in like months. If you're a new player just starting to play, which everyone kind of is because this game is like just now blowing up, you can't get that tree anymore. And everyone like prays to God that they could get one and like wishes they could have one. And that was me. So I reached out to a developer of the game and begged them. I begged him and he gave me 10. Rainbow candy blossom seeds. I didn't even ask for 10, nor did I ask for it to be rainbow. I just said I wanted one candy blossom tree and he gave me 10. So I'm gonna do a garden tour on Twitch. Guys, I think I'm gonna start streaming on Twitch too, which I know a lot of you have asked me to start streaming on Twitch, so I'm gonna do it. So many people on the internet these days, the meta, the new method is to just go on stream and stream on Twitch. So is this what I should do? Because I think I have the power in me. I'm the god of all content creation. Yeah, I could do anything. You know where all my confidence came from? You don't want to know the real truth? I found out that we have some celebrity viewers of this podcast. If even the celebs are watching this and gagging for it, then hey, anyone can. Speaking of celebrity interactions, guys, guess who I met the other day? Guys, be honest with me. When was the last time you needed to go to the doctor, but you pushed it off? You said, no, it'll heal on its own. I'm too busy to go to the doctor. I don't need help. I'll be fine. I get it. I've been there. I know you've been there. It could feel daunting to book a doctor's appointment, but not anymore, guys. Not anymore. Because thanks to ZocDoc, there's no reason to delay. ZocDoc makes it so easy to find and book a doctor who is perfect for you. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can find and book high-quality in-network doctors and click to instantly book an appointment. They make it so easy. There's over 100,000 doctors on ZocDoc, so no matter what it is that you're dealing with, you could always find someone to help you, whether it's urgent care, mental health care, dental, you know, dermatologist, whatever it is, you'll be able to find it on ZocDoc, and they make it so easy. It's so easy because you could search and filter the doctors based on how far they are from you, whether they take your insurance or not, and you could also see the appointments that they have available straight from the website and book it straight from the website, so they get rid of all like the calling, the confusing, you know, insurance stuff. You don't have to worry about it. And there's also reviews for the doctors, like straight from the website. So you could see what real people are thinking and, you know, make your decision based off of that, which personally I love because I never know who to go to. And appointments on ZocDoc usually happen really fast, generally 24 to 72 hours after booking. And sometimes you can even get same day appointments, which has saved my life. You guys, I've always said it. ZocDoc is like family in this household. Me and my boyfriend use that app like our life depends on it, because sometimes it does. I love ZocDoc. I know you guys will love it too. And it's time to stop putting off those doctor's appointments, guys. You can go to ZocDoc.com/notthriving to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/notthriving. ZocDoc.com/notthriving. Thank you, ZocDoc, for sponsoring this episode of the Not Thriving podcast. And guys, truly, go check it out. ZocDoc is like what the internet was made for. Honestly, that's a personal note, but I think ZocDoc is like the modern day best use of the internet. Like, you know, it just makes me so thankful that we live in the times that we do live in. So anyway, just wanted to say that. But love you, ZocDoc, and let's get back to the episode. Speaking of celebrity interactions, guys, guess who I met the other day? Wait, how do you do it? Okay, I'm dancing if you can't listen. Guys, I met Cat's Eye. There, I said it. Gnarly.
Fried chicken.
I met Cat's Eye. And it is so crazy. I feel like I'm getting to the age. I'm getting to the point in my career, I guess, where the youngins are coming in. And because for a long time, I feel like up until like this year, I've been the youngin. You know, people might think I'm 30, but hey, I've always been like under 21. But this year I'm 22. And a bunch of people who were younger when they first started watching me are now, you know, growing up and doing their things and getting big and talented and amazing. Some of those people being some of Cat's Eye, although I think most of them are probably my age. I was talking to Sophia and she's 22. We're the same age. And guys, love her. I just want to give a shout out to them because they were so sweet. So gorgeous. I'm not kidding you guys. But I was at an event for Gentle Monster X Bratz, and that's where I met them. And it was so cool to see all of them. They all looked amazing and they were all so sweet. I talked to Sophia for the longest and she was just so down to earth, I could tell. I just loved all of them. They're so talented. Obviously, Gnarly is like going so viral right now, and I'm so happy for them because they deserve it. And Daniela is like the most sickening dancer ever, and I love her. But yeah, it was really nice meeting all of them. So just wanted to say, yeah, Flex. And then, yeah. But anyways, I debated talking about it because I was like, I don't want to seem uncool, but like, girl, I don't really care. Like, those are my sisters. Yeah, they're my sisters. Anyways, next topic. So I want to talk about two things regarding religion. So first one, how am I supposed to believe that God exists when sleep paralysis is a thing? You expect me to believe that Jesus Christ exists and was like, hey, let me do something fun to the people I'm going to create and let me make it so that when they go to sleep, they will get paralyzed and then wake up and see demons for no reason when they're just trying to take a nap and lie on their back. Why does that happen? There's no scientific explanation. I mean, okay, I also could say this about like cancer, being like, why does cancer exist? But sleep paralysis specifically really threw me because I'm like, that's not even a disease. It's just straight up dark-sided. Like, what is the point of that? And how is that happening? How is that naturally happening where everyone gets it and sees demons? Because, okay, here's the thing. I get sleep paralysis a lot. But for me, I don't personally see demons. My demons are in my head constantly. So I guess they're on break when I'm sleeping. I just wake up and I can't move. And I have to literally use every single muscle and like willpower in me to move like my little toe so I could like break free of the curse of sleep paralysis. People have told me that they can't get out of it and that they see demons. So I'm like, why does so many people's brains do that? And what is the point? So yeah, I'm not going to be believing in God until I get explanations on this. So God, comment down below. Speaking of this, I one time went to a Landon Barker music release event. And at this event, I saw many influencers. I don't know why I went. I've never been a Landon Barker fan. I saw Alabama Barker there. Let's wake this up. I'm not personally a fan of his music, but I went because I knew there would be free drinks, and free drinks there were. But I went with my friend Mario. I saw a bunch of people there. I saw Spenswa is who I remember specifically because he had a similar experience to me at this event where a random man came up to me. I'll never forget. So I was at the bar trying to get a drink, and then this guy came up to me and he had the energy of like a fan almost. Cause like when I'm out, obviously I meet a bunch of people who either watch the podcast or know who I was, watch my videos, and I always love it, and I'll always make time for anyone. Always. I had someone come up to me recently and say, they were like, I know you hate when people come up to you, but, and I was like, I stopped him right there. I was like, wait, what? I was like, I don't hate when people come up to me. What do you mean? But this situation was kind of weird because he was wearing like a full black sweatsuit and like a mask, like very odd. And he kind of had the vibe of like, maybe he wasn't fully keeping up with himself, you know, like messy hairish a little bit. He had a nice energy at first, but then he's kind of trapped me into a conversation, like, you know, social etiquette, probably, you know, if you don't know someone and if you are coming up to them, asking them, you know, for photo, or if, you know, admire their work, maybe you don't trap them in a conversation. You kind of just like keep it cute and see if they're interested. You know, most people do that naturally without thinking. But this guy was kind of trapping me into a conversation, which I was fine with until he started bringing up the rapture. Keep in mind, Landon Barker in the background, like on his guitar, like, you know, Alabama above me on like a little balcony dancing with like a bodycon dress on. You know what I'm saying? So the vibes were odd. This man tells me about the rapture. He says, do you know what the rapture is? And me being uneducated, I said, no, I don't know what that is. And then he said, the rapture is coming and I'm going to protect you. He proceeds to get on his hands and knees. Keep in mind, this is like a club environment. Hands and knees, starts bowing down to me. Bowing. And it went on for a long time. And I was just trying to laugh it off and be like, ah, like, like, oh my God, that's so funny. Like, oh, thanks. Like, no, you're too much. But then he just kept going. And he just kept bowing to me. And so then I thought, okay, so this is going from haha to what? To huh? To I'm going to die. So I got scared. And then eventually I had to kind of just run away from him. And then turns out he did that to Spenswa also. We had the same exact experience. He also bowed for Spenswa. So honestly, what did I learn from this? And what's the point of this story? That the rapture is coming and that me and Spenswa are safe. The rest of y'all, good luck. What is the rapture? I think this is wrong. The event where all living and dead believers in Christ are caught up to meet him in the air and will be with him forever. What's the event, though, where everyone who doesn't believe in him dies? The religious event where everyone dies. Okay, it's the rapture. So I guess the non-Jesus people die? Let's see. Known as the Great Tribulation. Okay, so the Great Tribulation. During this period, many Christians believe the world will experience suffering and judgment before the final return of Jesus Christ. Okay, so. Okay. Anyways, I'm not talking about religion because I don't know what I'm talking about. But did you guys like it? Okay, another thing I've been thinking about that I think we need to maybe start a lawsuit. Maybe do something. Because I don't know why. Something needs to be done and someone needs to be held accountable. I'm holding everyone accountable this episode. But specifically right now, I'm holding the creators of Happy Tree Friends accountable. Do you guys know what Happy Tree Friends are? Have you heard of this? If you have, I'm so sorry. If you've watched Happy Tree Friends, we deserve financial compensation. We deserve financial compensation. What kind of sick fucks created Happy Tree Friends? They said, okay, let's make a cartoon with cute little characters, you know, resembling the very iconic shows of Disney and Nickelodeon at the time. Except let's make sure that they all die. Graphic deaths every episode. Yeah, death. Graphic. Blood. Guts. I was subjected to watching Happy Tree Friends when I was really young and I didn't know what it was. I had a very iconic experience, as I know a lot of people probably had, where someone older than me was showing me the show being like, watch this. And I was like, oh, like a cartoon. Like, what's going to happen? And then suddenly it went from cute little Happy Tree Friends to the most disgusting, like, oh my God, it was traumatic. I will never forget that. I will never, ever, 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 ever forget that. My first time watching Happy Tree Friends. And it's like, no wonder that Gen Z has anxiety, because that is what we were subjected to. I remember seeing like their teeth getting pulled out and like their gums and oh my God, it was like disgusting. It's like disgusting. And who the f*** came up with that? You're disgusting and you should go to jail. You should go to jail. That's like how I feel about the Saw movies. I know everyone's like, ha, Saw. It's like funny. It's like seeing people get tortured. Oh my God. I saw the most recent Saw movie in theaters with my boyfriend because my boyfriend was like, let's go watch it. And I was like, okay. Like, I thought it was like a horror movie. That is sick. You are sick in the head. Sick. Sick. The rapture will be coming for you if you watch the Saw movies and find any sort of enjoyment with that, because what the fuck is wrong with you? I almost damn near passed out and threw up watching the most recent Saw movie. There was a visual graphic scene of a woman getting her leg cut off, and I could not believe how realistic it looked. And that was just one of like the things that happened in the movie. Because what I realized as I started watching the Saw movie was, okay, that's what this movie franchise is. Every single movie is just people getting tortured. So it's essentially just like torture, like porn for sick individuals. And so, yeah, there I said it. Okay, back to Happy Tree Friends though, specifically, that's why I probably have anxiety. That's probably why I can't walk down the street without thinking I'm gonna get like cut in half by like a car flying at me. That's why every time I'm on the road, I imagine a 16-wheeler just piling onto me and me like flying away on the road and dying. Like, it's because of things like this. So yeah, I just think it's sick. You know what? I'm looking this up too, because I really do want answers. Why was Happy Tree Friends made? It was made as a juxtaposition of cute forest animals being subject to graphic violence. The idea was originally pitched to Aubrey and Crun Road Montijo in Ken Navarro. Who are these people? Girl, Chad Chadinson, the Mondo twins, purple stuff. Like, okay. Okay, well, I didn't get the answers I wanted, but anyways, moving on. Done talking about that nastiness, because I'm sorry, I don't want it. Guys, I really can't believe I broke my old minion. Like, I still cannot believe it. Can you believe... We've created such a canon universe of the Not Thriving podcast. Like, everything has tied together. Since the beginning, the very first episode, we've really created like a world and like lore. This minion was just truly such a huge part of my lore, and I cannot believe I broke it. Like, is it just me or are we not bonding with her? We don't have that connection yet, me and her. Yeah, I would have never thought I would be unboxing a second Swarovski minion, but I'm still manifesting. Swarovski still has yet to reach out. There was a party that I recently went to, and I wasn't getting put on the list. Like, they weren't putting me on the damn list for a long time until like 20 minutes before the party. And this person was friends with Little Huddy. So I completely convinced myself that they weren't going to let me on because Little Huddy told them not to. Like, I convinced myself I had beef with Little Huddy. And so it really put me in check. Like, I'm sorry, Little Huddy. I take it back. You deserve this. You deserved to get that brand deal. Wait.
Be nice. I'm finding it.
You deserved it, and I'm so happy for you. And I can only hope to get the opportunities that are just thrusted at you. Anyways, what else do I want to talk about? Guys, I had nothing on the list. Usually when I film episodes, I have like full lists. And this one, I had not one single thing to talk about. So I'm glad that we got this far. But shit, what next? There was something that I was just thinking of that I want to say. I just want to talk about my favorite music right now. Really quick. Okay, everyone on TikTok has this take, and you've probably heard it, but... where is the song of the summer? There is no song of the summer. Usually by this point, like, we're done. We're ready. We're locked in. Last year, obviously, it was Espresso. I would say it was Espresso. Was definitely the song of the summer. And honestly, everything Sabrina put out last summer. And it's so weird to me because, like, this year, there's nothing. There's literally nothing. But ever since some gay posted that on Twitter saying, there's no song of the summer, why is every bitch like, okay, it's time? I just saw that Gnarly is being remixed with Ice Spice. So I literally just saw that on my phone. So cannot wait to hear that. That's going to be a vibe. Like, Sabrina Carpenter suddenly was like, okay, hey, I'm coming back. Who could believe? She literally like releases music every 6 days. And I'm like kind of obsessed. And then finally, Addison Rae. I just want to talk about Addison Rae for a second, guys. I haven't been excited for an album to come out in so long. Probably since Ariana dropped Eternal Sunshine, I have not been this excited for an album. I am obsessed with every single song that Addison Rae has released. It's just so impressive, and I'm so excited to hear what the album sounds like. And everyone who's listened to it already says that it sounds like it's just a flawless debut album. Like, it's so good. So I'm really, really excited. I'm here and I'm ready. Locked in for Addison Rae. Clocked in for Miss Rae. But also, I bring this up to say I want to revise a statement that I had previously made about Addison Rae, where I said that her vibe doesn't seem the most authentic. And I think that was unfair, and it was disgusting of me to say that. Because you know what? People are out here questioning Addison Rae, saying, oh, she was a TikTok star, and now she's doing this, and it feels so inauthentic. But if she was a man, no one would be questioning her. You know what I'm saying? And I had that realization because someone brought up the fact that Alex Warren, people have been, you know, loving Alex Warren's music. He just is making music that sounds like Avicii, and it's honestly soulless and vibeless to me in my heart. No offense, because people love it. So if you love Alex Warren's tea, then go sip that up. Me, personally, though, I'm more of an Addison Rae girl. But I bring this up to say, no one's questioning him. No one's questioning how he used to be a copy of David Dobrik and now he's making Avicii music. And no one's saying that seems inauthentic. Maybe it is authentic to be like kind of a copycat, but okay, why am I reading him? Like, he doesn't deserve this. He literally doesn't deserve this. Then I'm like, yeah, why the fuck are people questioning Addison and her vibe? Her vibe is like, her vibe is sickening. Her vibe is such a vibe. Okay, shut up. And honestly, make podcast equipment like not even more expensive, just inaccessible. Oh, but anyways, to finish this little music segment and to stop myself from hating on people who don't deserve it, Alex Warren catching strays, I want to talk about just a few of my favorite songs. I got to put you guys on. I used to like think I was literally emergency intercom and I was like media of the week. I used to do that in my earlier episodes. I'm not doing that. But I've just been seeing some songs. Guys, I was in my car today. Okay, and yes, this has to do with the whole situation going on right now, the drama. But because I just feel so like free and I feel very liberated and I feel like this person is finally, I feel like I'm finally being heard and I finally get to tell my story. I have been listening to the song Finally by Cece Penston. I think that's how you say her name. The one that was a lip sync song on Drag Race that was like Aja and Nina Bonina, I think. Guys, that song is everything to me. And it was literally a magical experience this morning going to get my coffee, driving in my car, blasting that song and just feeling like I finally am free of this story and this burden. I also have been loving the song Track 10 by Charlie XCX. I was also like levitating to that this morning. But the main artist I just want to say is awesome is OK Lou. OK Lou? Is that how you say it? OK Lou? The song Take Me By The Hand, Blade Bird. The whole album, Choke Enough. Guys, get into this. Yeah, do it. Because it's a vibe. Okay. I need to find new words, and if I don't, like, it's really embarrassing. Okay, but anyways, just here to shout out OK Lou. Anyways, I guess to sort of end this episode today, I want to talk about Drag Race, give my updates, and say that very quickly, Bracket 2 is the best thing I've ever seen. I'm obsessed with Bracket 2. Mistress Isabel Brooks is evil and dark-sided, and I've never loved her more. I've never loved her more for it, although I am sad because I do have a feeling that Nicole Paige Brooks won't make it to the next bracket, which makes me so sad because I'm obsessed with Nicole Paige Brooks. It's NBP, FAG, yeah, you know me. Okay, her little verse, yes. Tonight, right after I finish this, I get to watch Drag Race, and so I'm very excited about that. And so I'll give a reaction whether I'm happy or sad about the episode and who makes it on, because tonight we find out who makes it to the next bracket. This is my reaction, and yeah, I'm just loving it, and I'm really excited, and I love Nicole Paige Brooks. I'm obsessed with this whole season, and I'm just loving it. So anyways, that's my update. I'm refraining from the Drag Race talk because I talked about it so much last episode, but we'll really get into it in a few weeks when I feel like it. What else do I want to talk about, guys? Okay, I think I'm going to end this episode here because I have to, and because I don't want this episode to be too long because I have to edit this in like 2 days. I've never given myself this little time to get an episode out, but I have to, and I'm excited to edit this one and for you guys to see this. I think the main point of this episode was obviously everything I talked in the beginning of this episode. So, you know, glad you heard me out, and we'll be back to regularly scheduled program next time. And check out the Patreon. Subscribing to the Patreon would really help me keep this podcast going. Because it is under threat, I will say. Being very honest, we're under like some stress here at the Not Driving Podcast. But anyways, thank you to the sponsors this week. And thank you to you guys for tuning in. And shout out to the guy who gave me the rainbow candy blossoms and grow a garden. I'm always thinking of you. I'm always thinking of you. Stay tuned for my Twitch streams also. I think I'm going to start doing it if I have time. And yeah. Recommend this podcast to your friends. Like and subscribe. Okay, like enough. Okay, bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Tired of scrolling through endless sitter profiles on other sites only to get ghosted? For over 20 years, Sitter City has been the go-to resource for parents who want a more personalized, reliable way to find trustworthy sitters and nannies. While other sites flood you with options, Sitter City focuses on bringing you high-quality matches that are the right fit for your family every time. With SitterCity.com, you can find full-time, part-time, or occasional care that meets your specific needs. Every caregiver is ID verified and profiles include real parent reviews, background checks, and specialized experience, so you can spend less time searching and more time doing what matters most, spending time with your family. And did you know that many employers include SitterCity as part of their benefits package? In a few clicks, find out if you can get SitterCity free. Getting started has never been easier. Take the guesswork out of finding care so you can breathe easier knowing your kids are in good hands. Visit SitterCity.com today to get the care you need.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.